This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy. The number of deaths worldwide from the COVID-19 virus creeps up to 200,000. The number of infections has surpassed 2.8 million. In the United States, it has about a quarter of the deaths at 52,000, and the number of infections is nearly 1 million. U.S. President Donald Trump touted the nation's successes in controlling the coronavirus pandemic Friday in the shortest White House briefing since the COVID-19 outbreak began. Speaking to reporters in the briefing room, he said that there has been very significant progress over the past 7 days. He said, "We're opening. The country is very exciting to see. We have a lot of talent involved, from governors down to people that just stand there and help you with the doors. There's been tremendous talent involved and tremendous spirit from our country." President went on to say that 18 states are showing a decline in the number of COVID positive tests nationwide. The percentage of positive tests is also down. He said half of all Americans are living in states that are working to reopen their economies. Vice President Mike Pence and Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Steve Horn spoke for just 21 minutes before ending the briefing without taking any questions. Even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from the coronavirus soared past 52,000, the U.S. states of Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alaska began loosening lockdown orders Friday on their pandemic-wounded businesses, despite warnings from health experts that the gradual steps toward normalcy might be happening too soon. Governors in Georgia and Oklahoma allowed salons, spas, and barbershops to reopen, while Alaska opened the way for restaurants to resume dine-in service and retail shops and other businesses opened their doors, all with limitations. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The latest coronavirus-related demonstration is in the state of Wisconsin. It's by right-wing groups protesting against measures to contain the virus. Hundreds of protesters rallied outside the statehouse Friday, one of the largest such events in recent days. The state of California is partnering with the federal government to provide meals for seniors. And during the coronavirus pandemic, Governor Gavin Newsom said Friday that a qualifying senior would get up to $66 per day for 3 taxpayer-funded meals at local restaurants that meet certain criteria. To qualify, an individual can make up to $75,000 a year and must have either been exposed to the virus, have a high risk for exposure, or a compromised immune system. The program will be paid mainly by the federal government. Newsom said that he expects millions will qualify. If 2 million people sign up and get all 3 meals a day, the price tag would be about $4 billion per month. Several world powers, including United Kingdom, France, Germany, and South Africa, joined what the World Health Organization has dubbed a landmark collaboration to fight the new coronavirus pandemic. The initiative is designed to accelerate work on tests, drugs, and vaccines against COVID-19 and share them around the globe. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is quoted as saying that our shared commitment is to ensure all people have access to all the tools to defeat COVID-19. Notable absences from world leaders included Australia, China, and U.S. President Donald Trump recently suspended funding for the U.N. agency after claiming that the WHO was slow to react to the crisis and called them China-centric. A spokesman earlier told Reuters that although not attending the launch, the United States was determined to lead on global health matters. Cases of the new coronavirus are overwhelming hospitals, morgues, and cemeteries across Brazil, as Latin America's largest nation veers closer to becoming one of the world's pandemic hotspots. Medical officials in Rio de Janeiro and at least 4 other major cities have warned that their hospital systems are on the verge of collapse, or already too overwhelmed to take any more patients. Health experts expect the number of infections in the country of 211 million will be much higher than what has been reported because of insufficient delayed testing. Meanwhile, the president, Jair Bolsonaro, has shown no sign of wavering from his insistence that COVID-19 is a relatively minor disease and that broad social distancing measures are not needed to stop it. More at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.